Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Don't rule out cable yet. That's the message that emerged from the industry's annual convention held in Boston this week. After years of watching competition in the marketplace grow, cable TV companies are now pushing back with a host of new offerings. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the story from the convention, which is known as the Cable Show.
To be honest, the annual conference of the National Cable and Telecommunications Association might be the last place you'd expect to find a hackathon. But yesterday, young coders from area colleges banged out new apps in a matter of hours. To see what they came up with, cable industry executives in suits filled part of the exhibition hall.
You could create those kinds of small-scale situations that I'm pretty sure we could get people to pay for.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Team MIT. That was super.
A team from MIT won second place. Its smartphone app makes it easier for friends to share the live events they're watching on TV. A Stanford team won for their app, letting people prioritize different devices on their home network. And a team from Wellesley College won third for its fitness TV sharing app.
We're up and coming, so people should watch out.
Emily Lin will be a junior this fall. She says at first, her team was overwhelmed by the fancy convention space with slick exhibitions featuring the latest cable shows and the newest home delivery technology.
Like, oh, wow, this is really intense, and it was really inspiring because it really encouraged us to really try our best. Not like we weren't going to already, but it was definitely a huge help.
Lately, the cable industry seems to be taking more of its cues from people like Emily Lin.
Providing rich experiences on television has been lacking.
That's Sri Kote, a senior executive at Comcast. His title, Chief Software Architect. And he says cable companies like his have to make the television screen more like a computer or a tablet.
The television is often the largest screen in your house and often the most social screen in your house. And the idea that it's just a passive device that doesn't participate in, you know, discovery, communications, and other forms of interaction just seems silly.
That's one reason Comcast unveiled its latest generation TV set-top box this week, branded X1. Kote demoed how the cable box lets you watch TV, but also run internet apps at the same time.
There's a traffic application, a Facebook application. You can listen to all of your Pandora music stations on your television. And there's a nice little sports application that shows you recent games that are played as well as games that are upcoming so you can schedule and watch them.
Kote uses a remote to start the sports app. The TV show he was watching continues on the left, but the screen also shows a box score on the right.
So the Red Sox game is going on right now, so it's the fourth inning. It's 2-2. So I can be watching something else while I'm keeping up with the sports scores.
The X1 set-top box will roll out to new Comcast subscribers in Boston next week, existing customers after that. Other cable companies are planning similar products. The industry is trying to fight back against competition from Apple TV and Roku. Those internet-enabled devices have grown popular for streaming TV shows and movies on demand through services such as Hulu and Netflix. But Netflix is one thing Comcast's new offering will not let you stream directly.
What we've been after is obviously ubiquitous distribution.
Ted Sarandos is the chief content officer for Netflix.
Whatever the box is that connects the internet to the television, we want to be available through that box.
Some other cable companies at the convention warned against being too controlling. Time Warner chairman and CEO Jeff Bukas told a big audience that Silicon Valley and the internet industry will do a better job coming up with the best ways for people to access entertainment content.
We have to, as an industry, let the consumers use the interfaces they want. So if they like an Apple interface, a Netflix design, you got to let them use that. Don't get hung up on trying to control the interface. You'll still have your subscriber relationship.
And cable companies still have the hardwired internet connections running into people's homes. That's why five cable operators, including the top two, Comcast and Time Warner, normally fierce competitors, that's why they joined this week to share in a national Wi-Fi network. The idea is to keep their cable customers from turning to mobile networks like Verizon and AT&T for internet access, therefore keeping more control over delivery with the cable companies. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.